Hi everybody, Andy here again, and as promised, this is the second part of my Italian adventures. And to know what I'm talking about, please listen to the first one, which I recorded yesterday. My second trip to Italy was in the sort of winter of 1983-84, and I went on a skiing trip up into the Italian Dolomites. With a group of teachers, as it happened, I was just like a guest that went along with about 15 of us, I seem to remember. And we got there, we landed at Milan Airport, all quite happily. It hadn't snowed much until we got there, and just not long, a couple of days before we got there, it had one big almighty snowfall, which was lucky for us because obviously it prepared the slopes and everything. There was plenty of snow for us. We left Milan with just a smattering of snow on the ground, nothing too drastic. When we got to the bottom of the Dolomites themselves, the snow obviously started to increase quite a lot. We were on a coach driven by an Italian coach driver. And as we went up into the mountains, as you can imagine what these mountain roads were like up into the Dolomites themselves, the snow increased. It wasn't actually snowing at the time. The roads got windier and everything. And the coach driver, for some reason, didn't put any chains onto the wheels of the coach, which I should imagine would be a normal thing to do. Well, we got quite a way up, and as I said, the roads got windier and windier. And then we met something coming down the other way on this particular stretch, which was obviously very narrow and could only really accommodate one big vehicle like ourselves. We stopped because we didn't have any chains on the vehicle, on the coach. It actually started to slide, and it became sort of perched on the edge of this sort of 45 degree angle slope straight down, back down the mountain again. It became a bit like the old Italian job, appropriately enough, where there was not the back end of it, but we were sort of sideways on, if you see what I mean, with about one wheel still attached to the ground, I seem to remember, and I was at the right of the back of the coach, right actually up into the air. That's how it was. We were leaning over the edge very gingerly. The Italian driver, as you can imagine, the Italian temperament was going absolutely berserk and worrying about what might happen, because this is a pretty precarious position, as I'm sure you can understand. We started to get off the coach one by one, from the bottom of the coach, to try, you know, to get many people off. I think I was the last person off the coach, apart from the actual driver, who was a quivering wreck by that time. We managed to get him off. We all went into a local bar, which we found. Of course, all our stuff was on the coach as well. We didn't have anything apart from what we were standing up in. The bar owner gave us a beer. Luckily, someone had squirreled away a bottle of whiskey. I hate whiskey, but that was one occasion when I was quite happy to drink it, sitting up in the air, perched on the edge of a mountain at a 45-degree angle. Not a very good time. And so that was one of the exciting events on that particular holiday. The second one, as I said, you know, every time I go to Italy, something like this happens, and this is the reason I'm sort of banned by my wife from going there for a third time. On our way home, we had a great holiday. Nothing happened after that. We got everything off. We got to our hotel. We had a great holiday right over Christmas and New Year, doing some skiing, which I'd never done before, and I must admit I've never done since, but can thoroughly recommend it. On the way home, thankfully, a nice uneventful journey back down the mountain. We got our plane from Milan, and we were due to go to Luton Airport. As we got towards Luton, we were coming down, and the pilot happened to say that it was fog bound, but he was going to try and land anyway. Well, we got quite close. I was actually sitting next to a guy who hated flying, and you know, you hear these expressions about people having white knuckles. He was gripping onto the armrest of his chair so tightly, he literally had white knuckles. And so we came down in towards landing. I was just starting to see lights as I was sitting by the window when the pilot decided, no, he's not going to do this, and we aborted the landing, and off we went again and landed at Stansted. That was my last experience so far of going to Italy. My son is there at the moment. My wife is going to be going there with some friends later in the year. Thankfully, things seem to be going all right. Maybe it's just me that has sort of that Jonah effect on going to Switzerland, to Italy. The first time in jail, tear gassed, etc. The second time in a coach accident, nearly sliding down a mountainside, and then an aborted landing on the way home. So all exciting stuff. I wonder if I'll ever go there again. Anyway, thanks for your time. I shall speak to you again sometime. Goodbye.